This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles towards its east coast on Thursday in the direction of Japan. The move followed joint South Korean and U.S. missile drills and the return of a U.S. aircraft carrier to the region in response to the North's recent missile tests. The launch was the sixth in 12 days and the first since North Korea fired an intermediate-range missile over Japan on Tuesday. A court in military-ruled Myanmar had sentenced a Japanese documentary filmmaker to 10 years in prison for violating sedition and communications laws. A Japanese foreign ministry official says Teru Kubota was sentenced Wednesday. Kubota was arrested in July while filming an anti-government protest in Myanmar's main city of Yangon. At the time, it was reported he faced charges of breaking an immigration law and encouraging dissent against the ruling military. The official says a court hearing on his alleged violation of the immigration control law is scheduled for October 12th. Greece's Coast Guard said at least 15 people were dead after a boat carrying migrants sank Thursday. The boat went down near the eastern island of Lesbos. About 40 people were on board the vessel. Five people were rescued, with a search ongoing for the rest of the migrants. Meanwhile, 30 people were rescued from a second boat that sank off the island of Kythira after smashing against the rocks. Both vessels were operating amid winds as high as 100 kilometers per hour. Migrants typically reach Greece from neighboring Turkey, but smugglers have been utilizing longer and more dangerous routes to avoid patrols in the Aegean Sea. Sydney is set to record its wettest year since 1858 as authorities brace for major floods in Australia's east, with more heavy downpours expected to fall over the next 3 days. This is VOA News. According to official data, Sydney had received more than 2,200 millimeters of rainfall for the year as of Thursday, surpassing the previous record set in 1950. Australia's east coast has been in the grip of a multi-year rain event due to the La Nina weather phenomenon typically associated with increased rainfall. The phenomenon has caused floods in Sydney suburbs 3 times in the past 2 years and forced tens of thousands of residents to flee their homes. Agencies in the western U.S. state of California have devised a plan to reduce their water usage as water levels of a major river are shrinking. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
California water agencies that rely on the parched Colorado River say they are willing to cut their use by about one-tenth. The proposal to cut 400,000 acre feet annually marks the first time California water agencies are publicly and formally indicating what they're willing to give up since federal officials demanded major cuts this summer. The agencies supply water to farmers and millions of people in Southern California. Drought exacerbated by climate change is diminishing the river, which provides about one-third of Southern California's urban water and is the only source of water for farms in the Imperial Valley. California shares the river water with 6 other states, tribes, and Mexico. California, however, has rights to the single largest share and is the last to lose water in times of shortage. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Major League Baseball, the batting champions of the American and National Leagues were decided on the season's final day Wednesday. AP correspondent Dave Ferry tells us who won the coveted titles.
The Major League batting races went down to the final day, though two of the contenders took the day off. Mets second baseman Jeff McNeil rested for the playoffs and finished with an NL-leading 326 average, 1 point ahead of Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman.
One of my, goals in baseball is to, win a, batting title.
He's the second Met to win the title, but Freeman made a last-ditch effort by going 3-for-4 in the season finale. Aaron Judge was held out of the Yankees lineup and lost the AL batting title by 5 points to Luis Arias of the Twins. Judge was denied a triple crown after taking the home run and RBI titles. I'm Dave Ferry.
Recapping our top story, North Korea fired 2 short-range ballistic missiles towards its east coast on Thursday in the direction of Japan. The move followed joint South Korean and U.S. missile drills and the return of a U.S. aircraft carrier to the region in response to the North's recent missile tests. The launch was the sixth in 12 days and the first since North Korea fired an intermediate-range missile over Japan on Tuesday. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. You can also download an app. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.